Now, South Korean prosecutors have requested the arrest of the heir of Samsung Group in connection with a spiraling corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye.
Today, the special investigation team requested an arrest warrant for Samsung Electronics vice chairman Lee Jae-yong for breach of law, including bribe offering, certain economy-related crimes, embezzlement and perjury at parliament.
The arrest warrant must be approved by a court first. Prosecutors say Samsung paid nearly $34.5 million to institutions backed by Park's former confidant Choi Soon-sil in exchange for the National Pension Fund support for a 2015 merger of two Samsung affiliates. Samsung has acknowledged providing funds to the institutions but has denied accusations of lobbying to push through the merger. President Park was impeached by the country's parliament in December for corruption and abuse of power. She's rejected all allegations as lies and a setup. Well, Press News correspondent Jennifer Chang says Samsung's is the most powerful institution in South Korea, and its involvement in the country's corruption scandal could have a significant effect on the country's economy.
Samsung basically is running the South Korean economy, the South Korean businesses, and the entire nation is referred to as Samsung Incorporated. In fact, many rate Lee Jae-yong as being even more powerful than President Park herself. They regard Samsung as being the most powerful institution in South Korea, more powerful even than the South Korean government. So no one really thought that the special prosecutor's office would be brave enough to take on the Samsung heir and the head of Samsung, Lee Jae-yong. But they did say that they're seeking his arrest today, and now everyone is just on the edge of their seats trying to figure out whether the Seoul Central District Court on Wednesday morning will uphold this arrest warrant. I mean, this could have such a tremendous impact on the South Korean economy at a time when South Korea is just reeling from this impeachment scandal. The entire country has been paralyzed since October due to this power crisis, and now this crisis seems to be widening and engulfing the entire power elite here in South Korea.